The American dream is, for many people, a grand idea. For others, an illusion. Singer-songwriter Nico Casey is haunted by the American dream. It's what her songs are about, because it's what her life is about. To the best of our knowledge, producer Charles Monroe Kane recently caught up with Nico Case and has this story.
Nico Case is an unlikely country music star. She grew up in grunge country, Tacoma, Washington. Her first band, Mao, was a punk trio with herself on drums. But something in the melancholy voice of country music gave Nico Case roots and grounded her. This may have something to do with her own past as a teen runaway, leaving home at age 15.
I could talk about it, but I think pretty much the American majority are poor people who had really crappy upbringings, and at least people I know, I mean, that's the way it was where I lived, so I kind of almost don't want to bore people with the details, but I know what it means to want things or to just have to focus on something really hard so that you have something to look forward to.
How's heart feeling today?
A rough background isn't the only legacy influencing Nico Case's music. Around the age of 11, Nico began hearing reports about a notorious serial killer in her area. From 1982 to 1998, the Green River Killer murdered 48 young women.
Every kid my age was really scared of the Green River Killer. And it was really interesting that kids don't discriminate. But we watched the news with our parents every night, and I did notice that, like, they didn't refer to the women as women. They referred to them as prostitutes all the time.
Wow.
Which I thought was really disrespectful. And I didn't understand it as a kid. Because you'd see their picture and you'd be like, well, that's a lady, you know? And I think about their families and how that must have made them feel. Like, there were so many victims. And they knew who he was for a long time. And they couldn't arrest him for whatever reason. And it's just such a sad story. But, like, every kid I knew was scared of the Green River Killer. Like, every kid. And, you know, I lived in a really poor neighborhood and we all had to walk to school. And, you know, lots of kids would have steak knives in their pockets and stuff like that. And my friend who I ran into in Arizona, he was like, yeah, I remember I used to, when I'd have to go from the softball field to home, I would have to ride as fast as I could and I would pray because I didn't want the Green River to kill me when I was on my way home. But, like, it's part of a lot of people's psyche there. And, you know, the fact that he wasn't caught for so long.
Where does this mean world cast its cold eye? Who's left to suffer long about you? Does your soul cast about like an old paper bag? Past empty lots and early grass.
Now, not all of Nico Case's musical influences are so dark. Her new CD, called The Tigers Have Spoken, is mostly covers. They range from Native American folk singer Buffy St. Marie to country music legend Loretta Lynn, all the way to the 60s girl pop group The Shangri-Las.
To make you blue.
Dallas and I are huge fans of the Shangri-Las. Mm-hmm. Huge. And that's kind of one of their more odd songs, I think. I mean, I'd never heard that one until a friend of mine put it on a tape for me years ago. That's got the line, "I'll be back in the time it takes to break a heart." And you're like, ooh, oh, that's dirty. Ooh, you know, so we really wanted to do that one. And it's such a great song. Here comes the train.
Nico Case's fan base comes from country music, punk, and alternative rock. And when you meet a Nico Case fan, they all say the same thing. They like to sing along with her. There's something infectious about Nico Case, about her music, her voice. Just take this story about her version of the traditional gospel song, Wayfaring Stranger.
I got asked to speak at this conference called the Idea City Conference in Toronto, which they have every year, which is this really cool conference where what they do is they get like 30 people or so from around the world who specialize in different things, like, you know, your mathematicians, physicists, classical musicians, basically all these complete geniuses. And then there was me. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to talk about? So I just basically kind of had to figure out what I could do to engage the audience. So I thought it'd be really great to focus on, you know, the role of art in society and how music is the most used form of art there is, and people take it completely for granted. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show the audience how easy it was to make music. So what we did is we recorded the song right there, and my friend held up the words that they were to sing along with, and I was so scared because I didn't know if they would sing along, you know? I was terrified. I was like, oh, man, they're not going to do it.
That's the recording we hear on the CD?
Yeah, and it's all the people in the auditorium singing along, and they did such a great job, and it was really moving, and I was totally crying and having to pretend I wasn't. But they were fantastic, and I just felt so proud of them. I really wanted to put it on the record. I am a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world below. But there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going. Gospel music definitely made me feel not cynical about religion anymore. I remember when I really got heavily into gospel music, I must have been around 16. Mm-hmm. I was really into punk rock music, and I remember getting this record by Bessie Griffin and the Gospel Pearls and just thinking, like, nobody can mean it harder than these ladies mean it. And I realized there must be something really great in religion if you actually take its doctrine to heart and not make it something to use against other people. Because these women obviously wanted to comfort people so bad, and they mean it so hard. And you can't get better performances than that, in my opinion. There's nothing in rock and roll. There's no Chuck Berry. There's nobody that can equal them as far as feeling the spirit. I mean, they feel it. And, you know, I can feel the spirit too.
Nico Case's music is like a really good mixtape from a friend. A little of this, a little of that. Someone's personal favorites all jumbled up together. A little rough on the edges, maybe, but a gift from someone who really, really loves this music and wants to share it with you.
It doesn't mean anything different if you're Britney Spears and you're playing for millions of people, or if you're playing your guitar in your living room couch. Like, it's just the feeling that you get from it, which is really important. I don't know, I just feel so sad that here in this country, people don't really realize the potential of how immediate things can be and how happy it can make them. Because it's real, like, music is such an enjoyable pastime, and it really seriously doesn't matter if you can hardly play. Like, if you can figure out three chords and make a song yourself, it's the greatest feeling ever. Or if you can figure out how to play, you know, your favorite Eagles song or something, it's great, you know? It's a great feeling, and everybody should get to have it, and it is for everyone. I mean, I'm sure you've heard all those people who say things like, you know, they'll meet someone who's in art school and they'll go, oh, I couldn't draw a straight line. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, well, yeah, you don't have to draw a straight line. Your line can be whatever you want it to be.
Chimney falls and lovers blaze. I thought that I was young. Now I've freezing hands and bloodless veins. As numb as I've become, I'm so tired. I wish I was the moon tonight.
When you listen to Nico Case sing, you can almost smell the stale beer and picture the neon of your local bar. Her voice yells, last call for alcohol. She's the last song punched into the jukebox, a sing-along song before you go home, alone.
I'm so lonely. I wish I was the moon tonight.
Charles Monroe Kane is a producer here at To the Best of Our Knowledge. Nico Case's latest solo album is called The Tigers Have Spoken. Her band, The New Pornographers, has a CD titled Twin Cinema.